USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ross Chastain led for one lap on Talladega's big racetrack Sunday. It was the final lap and gave him the NASCAR win. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion into Ukraine, the United States has been pouring tons of money into the country. Tim Berg has more on the conflict.
The White House just sent over $1 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials continue to ask for more to help as Russia begins its second phase of the invasion. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why the United States has to give Ukrainian forces what they need.
It is absolutely necessary that we up our game and provide what President Zelensky is asking for. They have a plan for all of the different platforms that they have requested, and if we can get those items to them, get them quickly, they have the opportunity to defeat the Russian army.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Twitter's board and billionaire Elon Musk negotiated into the early hours of Monday over his bid to buy the social media platform. Musk said last week that he lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS News overnight explains his vision for the department.
One of the things that I've tried to bring to the equation, to the job as FBI Director, is a focus on process and rigor and professionalism and objectivity. And so if the FBI is going to remain, which I firmly believe it is, the world's premier law enforcement organization, even 10, 20 years from now, we need to make sure we're thinking ahead. So coming up with innovative ways to deal with some of those changes. So we have, for example, created an innovation lab where we have work by our folks with private sector folks to try to figure out how to better anticipate some of the technological developments that are coming upon us and how we can take advantage of those technologies. We have a massive development down at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, where we are side by side with the military, NASA, and others to try to take advantage of the space that we have down there to develop cyber ranges for our folks to work on cyber attacks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.